expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is your host, none other than the Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. Welcome to the Mike Radio Show here at DVD Radio at www.mikebroadcastdvd.com. This afternoon, I'm on the phone, so I'm not live in the studio, so you can't call in. But in the midst of what's going on around me, I'm still faithful to the call. We give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to my family, to my friends, to all my supporters, especially the M3A team and MSOG, who always brings it to Reverend McDuffie in your prayers and also your financial support. And I really, because of you, I'm able to continue to teach this gospel to the poor, those that are in need, the real poor, the people who are poor of the kingdom. And so I am going to do a study today, and we'll take a break at 1:30. I dress in the kingdom. Dress in the kingdom. I want you to write that down. I'm going to first begin to paraphrase the story, and then we're going to go back and try to watch some of this stuff through the Holy Scriptures. Now, you know, when I do these shows, I try to give you things from the Bible that can apply to your life so you can be successful in all that you do and say. I am not one of those preachers, and there are some that are interested in hooping you up, make you excited, and can break down all the Hebrew and Greek and put all the piece together, and they feel like they're on top of the world while you look low in the valley. That's not my process. My process in this 38 year of my ministry is to train and teach you how to walk in the kingdom and fulfill the call of God in your life before the spirit of death comes to get you, because after you die, you have to keep an account based on the level of knowledge you have been given. How much wisdom have you applied? How much have you obeyed the level of your awareness? I don't think when we die, we're going to be judged according to our sins, because our sins were blotted out by Jesus. But I do believe that we'll be done, we'll be judged according to the work assignment we've been given. And do we use all our responsibilities, or do we waste a lot of our time doing stuff that was not for us to be done? I think I hear it all the time. Dr. Miles says the greatest enemy of right, if not wrong, is the word good. Because you could be so great at doing something good, but it was not right for you to do. And so though it was good to the world, it was wrong in God's sight. So my job as an apostle, as a trainer, as a developer, is to make sure that many of you are watching and listening to the Lord. Understand that life is more than just going for church building, paying your taxes and your tithe, trying to prove to someone that you're deep and spiritual. I don't think you have a right to get mad at God, have the attitude of God, if we don't really understand what he's called us to do and called us to be. And so my job as a radio trainer is to train you that there is a call of God on our lives that must be fulfilled. And the only way we're good with it will be fulfilled if we sit under the right ministry that teaches about the purpose of life. And that's one of our greatest weaknesses. We don't understand purpose. We don't understand the purpose of our existence. We don't understand the true meaning of why we do what we do and how we got to be able to do better than what we're doing. And this is one of the reasons why I teach these broadcasts and I continue to push these broadcasts because I really believe that in this hour, the church must awaken to what her true purpose is. And here the purpose is for today. The purpose is be dressed in the right clothing. And if clothing is not properly applied, then we live a life that's far beneath what God called us. Nothing is worse than being dressed in an outfit that is not apropos to the present season. Imagine someone right now be outside in a long winter coat and it's 95 degrees outside. You saw someone with their clothing on. You would say something wrong with them. Why they got that heavy coat on and those heavy clothes when it's 90-something degrees outside? Because they think it's okay to wear that in this season. All right? For some reason. And sometimes right now, that's really a high alert because there might be someone hiding a gun under their clothes or something because you got the wrong clothing on due to the present season. So my job today is to try to train the saints as you listen to the broadcast. Today I'm not on Mike Live. I'm just doing the www.mikebroadcast.com by radio alone. So you won't see my face. What I'm actually doing now, I'm training you how to listen and have an ear to hear truth so you're able to understand where I'm going with this. Okay? Now, what I want to do, I want to paraphrase these stories and I'm going to try to find some scriptures to help you really understand this so you understand that life is more than just living the life you want to live. That's another lie we've been taught. That it's our life and I can do what I want to do. But I'm sorry, y'all. You've been bought with a price. We need to own ourselves. Christ paid the blood for us. So everybody in the world really belongs to Jesus. Now, you can make a decision to reject him and blame the Holy Spirit for being a devil and turn away from the convicting power of the Holy Spirit and don't give your heart to him. But that's not God's fault. That's your fault. You don't want to yield yourself to God's purpose and God's plan. So part of what I have to do today is show you that and God wants you to put on a certain clothing for the season where you are in. So let's pray. Let's get into this word. We'll take our first break around 1:30. All right. I watched it. Brother John, my engineer, will text me and let me know about the break in 1 minute so I know to prepare myself. But I want you to get your Bibles, and I want to go over to around, I think, Genesis to 20. Genesis chapter 27. I think that's what I want. I want to go around Genesis chapter 27. And I'm going to show you some shocking truths about the type of clothing that we, the church, should put on. And I don't come to you on my own. I come in the name of Jesus so that I'm able to represent the body of Christ. So I'm able to train and teach the saints how to walk in the proper assignment. And I got to help you to put on the right clothing. Nothing worse than being dressed in the wrong clothing because you don't understand the season that you're in. So this is very, very important, okay? And let's see if we can find what we're looking for here because I'm a man. Let's pray first. I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father of all glory, that he may give unto us this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that my eyes are enlightened, that I know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because Mike McDuffie believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ. When you raise him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all might, all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body, that filleth all in all, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk about being dressed in the kingdom. And I'm going to give you an Old Testament story. I'm going to look at some scriptures. I'm going to have to break it down to you. And we're probably going to be talking about this also tomorrow in Montclair, New Jersey, at 1:45. I'm doing a youth conference, I think, is on Monroe Ave, 27 Monroe Place in Montclair. I do invite all my radio congregation to come out social media, come out and support me at 145 as I minister to the youth at Calvary Baptist Church, where the great pastor and prophet is Prophet Childress. And I'm going to be sharing some of these truths on how young people can position themselves inside of Christ and the kingdom and get ready for their future. And it's going to depend, do you want to get positioned or do you want to hunt flesh? You're going to notice there's a difference. In Genesis chapter 25, starting at verse, let's see here, starting at verse 22, all right, and it says, 21, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, woman, because she was barren, she was sterile, and the Lord, Yahweh, was entreated of him, which means the Lord responded. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. She had two sons, and they struggled together, and they cursed them in her. Isn't it amazing? How activity is going on inside the womb between two unborn children. I don't know why folks feel that a real child is a child that comes out after 9 months. It makes no sense. If that's true, then why is Esau and Jacob struggling inside the stomach, which goes to show life begins at the inside of the womb, not on the outside. I don't care about your political party. I don't care about your Republican or Democrat. Children begin on the inside of the womb of the mother. They at that age and that sperm hit, life has begun. So let's just start from there. So inside of the womb of Rebecca, there's a fight going on between Esau and Jacob. Now, they're not even outside the womb yet. And they really don't have their names yet. But already inside the womb, there is a battle because someone's trying to get in position to get something. Now, this is why I don't listen to people that tell me you shouldn't put pressure on your kids to learn. You shouldn't put pressure on their brain to learn. Let me tell you something. These kids in this womb was already, one was very aware of the juxtaposition of coming out first. And in Hebrew culture, whichever son comes out first, it's called the matrix. He is the world. He gets all the inheritance. If the parents die, he controls the resources of the inheritance that determine how it's distributed amongst the other brothers and sisters. Great authority to be born the firstborn son. So all your firstborn sons out there, wave your hand in the air. Wave like you care because God called you to be born first. Again, this is Genesis chapter 25. And, of course, Rebekah, who was already barren, but the husband, of course, is Isaac, prays, all right, and God opens the womb. And she becomes pregnant, where it was scientifically said she cannot become pregnant. When you speak to the Lord in Jesus' name and ask for miracles, God will take things that can't and make them they can. And two nations were in the womb, and two manner of people nations shall be separated from thy bowels inward. This is Genesis 25:23. And one people nation shall be stronger than the other people nation, and the elder greater shall serve the younger lesser. And this is a prophetic word that God spoke to her, because while she's carrying these two men, the pain is unbearable. You can't believe the struggle is just rough. I can't believe when other women have kids, they don't go through this. When other people claim things, they don't go through this. When other folks build ministry, they don't go through this. See, do I have? That guy is pregnant with two nations. One nation is Esau, one nation is Jacob. Esau is the eldest. Jacob is the youngest. And the first one that comes out sets the tone that these were twins. Probably not identical, but one comes out and the other one comes out. Whoever comes out first is the matrix. Whoever comes out first has the birthright to all the inheritance. Whoever comes out first is the most responsible, okay? But this is a very important point to listen to. There's a struggle in Rebecca's womb that's so heavy that Rebecca calls out to God and says, "What in the heavens is going on inside of me? I got all this pain and all this struggle." And these two things inside me are struggling against each other. These are two children inside the womb before the 9-month period. So this thing about children are only children after 9 months is a lie, but a pit of hell. Okay? Here we go. And the Bible says that the two nations, in the Greek word is called Goyim, G-O-Y-I-M, are in thy womb. And there are two different nations. And the elder, though he come out first, he will serve the younger or the lesser. Verse 24. And when the days to be delivered were fulfilled, that's 9 months, or in some cases 40 weeks, it's time for them to conceive what has already been going on the inside. Here are some things I want you to remember as I teach and preach this thing. Number one, you see in the story, is that life does not begin outside the womb. Life begins inside the womb. So Rebecca finally allows these two sons to appear on the outside of her. Another word for sanctification. Already inside, it was already war going on, strategizing going on, positioning going on. Just imagine that before the 9 months, before the 40 weeks, that there are two sons already wrestling inside because one of the sons understands the power of coming out first. Now watch this. And it says in verse 24, and when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb or belly. And the first one that came out was red, ruddy, and full of hair. And it said he had a hairy garment or a mop. So they called his name Esau. All right, he's the firstborn of the twins, okay? And Esau comes out full with red hair. Now, please write these notes down because I don't have time to take you around the corner today. The red hair is an Old Testament symbolization of Christ Jesus, who represents the blood, all right? And the body is covered with blood. It represents the baptism. All over his skin, he got nothing but red hair, like a furball.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny
Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 25. I'm at verse 24 and 25. I've been talking about dress in the kingdom. And I'm giving you some deep insight to some prophetic words and understanding that you have to have someone show you this unless you're a great studier. Esau comes out first in verse 25, full of red hair. The red hair is symbolic of Christ Jesus. Red represents the blood. So Esau comes out filled with the blood of Christ, covered from the head to toe. But guess who came out immediately? And after that came his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob, or Yaakov, as Y-A-A-Q-O-B. Because in the Hebrew language, there are no J's. All J's are Y's. That's why it's called Yeshua, all right? And Isaac, Yaakov, was 70 and a son 60 years old, and she bare them, all right? Rebecca. Esau was a cunning hunter. He knew how to hunt. Boy, you know how to use the arrows, the sword. He knew how to hunt flesh. Please circle that. He knew how to chase flesh down. He knew how to capture flesh. He knew how to get flesh. He knew how to satisfy his appetite. Highly addicted to his flesh nature. But Jacob was a man, an vigorous man, dwelling and settling in the tent. So he did a whole lot of sitting around inside the tent. He was like an in-house body, and his brother Esau was an outhouse body, all right? Which really makes me think that Jacob was a thinker and Esau was more or less someone who's out trying to do works. Esau, in a sense, but they both had flaws. Esau, in a sense, represents church folk or people who just attend a church on Sunday, but they hunt flesh Monday through Saturday, okay? And they become very skillful at it. Nothing is for the glorification of Christ or for the rest of the kingdom. It's like I serve God as a sense of ceremony, okay? Jacob is the thinker and the meditative one that sits inside of the houses and starts thinking of plans and strategies, how to snatch his brother's birthright, or, let me give you the tips out of this, how to get my spiritual inheritance. I am thinking how I can get what God has for me. I am not obsessed with hunting flesh. I'm obsessed with hunting kingdom, opportunity of kingdom, how I can advance the kingdom, what I can do to glorify Christ's name. I am obsessed with that. That is what Jacob represents. Okay? So in verse 28, and Isaac loved Esau because he ate of the venison of the hunt in his mouth. So Isaac really loved Esau, and Rebekah loved Jacob. So what we see in verse 28 is already the dysfunctional family. we got the lines drawn in the sand. So Esau and Isaac are close, and Jacob and Rebekah are close, all right? Esau got all the red hair and likes to hunt flesh. Jacob stays home in the house with his mama, Rebekah, thinking of things to do with his mind. Now, what this story shows you is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Please write it down. This story shows you the good, the bad, and the ugly. So there are no biblical characters that are 100% did everything right. And even if the Bible don't point out their flaws, they had them, just God don't highlight them. So what we see in Esau and Jacob are traits, signs, commercials, visitations of the kingdom, of Christ, and how we got to take that same principle and apply it to our lives. So when I speak about the title, Dress in the Kingdom, the question would be, what clothes to have on? Some of you have on fig leaf clothes. You come up with your own system of serving God, and that was not the system God gave you. You came up with your own figs, and the figs don't have blood, all right? In order for you to be wrapped in Jesus' kingdom, something has to die, and that thing that died, its blood, has to be wrapped around you like red furry hair. So there's some of you listening to my show, you got fig tree religion. And some of y'all listening to me, you got the tree of Christ religion. One stands by faith, by receiving what Christ did on the cross for us. Some of you have the Esau. You're eating the wrong fruit. You're like Snow White. You don't love the sweet. So when you look at Esau and Jacob, both brothers, both related. Esau is the eldest, Jacob is the second. But the Bible says the prophecy is that though Jacob came out second, he really will be first. I got to get me. Me last, shall be what? First. So be very careful of the people you overlook. Be very careful of the people that got the position of power, who were hired first, who got hired because of their color, or got hired first because they belong to the Joneses, or they belong to the Rockefellers. Be very careful of people who are privileged to certain things because supposedly by the law book or the rule book, they came out first, got hired first. Because someone might come along who may be younger, maybe later than you are, but end up being the one at the ball and get the prince. That's all another story about Cinderella. All right. Esau comes out first. Esau is the eldest. According to biblical law or the Old Testament law, Esau should be in charge. But the Bible says that for this particular situation, the elder will serve the younger. So God has already seen that the spiritual appetite of Jacob, which was much more aggressive than Esau. And Esau is going to be tricked based on his flesh hunting skills. Because one thing about the feeding of the flesh, it is never satisfied. And the more flesh you get, the more flesh you want. And the appetite for flesh always brings more. The only thing that flesh is good for when it comes to the kingdom, it is presented as a living sacrifice. That's what Romans says. Present your flesh or your body as a living sacrifice. Because when flesh is presented dead, the enemy can't use it against you. So anytime you're tempted to do something outside the will of God, I'm dead in Christ. Esau's flesh was still too much alive. And his flesh is going to take him to an area where he sells out his spiritual rights and his kingdom because he wanted his flesh appeased. Okay, here we go. And the Bible here says in verse 27, and the boys were the last group. And Esau was a cunning hunter. A man knowing hunter, which means very intimate with it. A man of the field. But Jacob was a plain, integrous man, dwelling and settling in tents. And Isaac, Iscot, loved Esau because he did eat of his venison of hunt in his mouth. Now, venison is deer meat. Right? It's a health product. E-N-I-S-O-N. All meat is not bad. I'm not against vegetarians. I'm just not one. Venison is a deer meat. Must be something healthy to eat. Now, I would always watch the type of deer meat I eat, depending on what the deers eat from. Are they organic? Are the deers fed all type of garbage? Or are the deers eating from a healthy ground, which makes the deer meat nice? I believe that deer meat also helps you with your testosterone. I believe deer meat helps you to walk out. So there's something about deer meat. And so the meat that Esau hunted was good for the father's mouth, and he loved the food that he hunted. Okay, but look at this. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Okay? Look at verse 29. This is Genesis 25, verse 29. Talk about settled pottage. All right, pottage, or another word for porridge, coastal porridge, where I think we get closer about Goldilocks and the three bears. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. I mean, he was hungry. He'd get cursed on TV. Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for Burger King? Now the reason why he's just hungry is because this is a real starving, I got to have it hungry, okay? Like someone who's on drugs, like someone that has to get a hit, like someone that actually have become so riled up of flesh that one just won't do. Okay, y'all get that next week. And verse 30 says, and Esau said to Jacob, see me, I beseech with pottage of that red, for I am faint language. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day. Now look what you've got Jacob hanging out in tents. He inside like a tent or a temple. And his mind is working a thousand per second. And he's always figuring out how can he take his brother's birthright. He says, sell me this day thy birthright, which means first rights. So apparently, whoever's born first get rights attached to it. Okay? So even birth succession in the household has a purpose. Who was born first? Who was born second? Who was born third? Who was born fourth? Who was born fifth? Who was born sixth? Who was born seventh? Who was born? Every child that's born, that particular member that was born, has a reason and a purpose. Not for level of importance, but level of purpose. And I don't have time to teach that right now. Verse 32. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point going to die. No, he's not. That's a lie. Father, let God be true, for every man be a liar. He was saying, if my flesh is so riled up, if my flesh don't get a peace, I'll do anything. Okay? And this says, what profit shall this birthright do to me anyway? Now, the deep thing is that they were, he is actually going to turn in his birthright because presently his flesh is under pressure. Now, I want you to write this thing down. He is going to turn over his birthright because his flesh is under pressure. Here is one of the rules about getting dressed in the kingdom. Don't ever let a present fleshly appetite that you want to lose future kingdom inheritance. Don't turn in no illegal, don't turn in anything presently in the flesh that will violate something in your spiritual future. And I find that this law is actually momentous in the body of Christ. Because sometimes we like shortcuts. We don't want to study. We don't want to pray. We don't want to fast. Watch this. We don't want to try to give offers. We want to just hit the lotto. We want our flesh to be appeased. We're used to hunting flesh. Now, I don't speak in the spirit of judgment because, you know, hey, I understand. You know, I understand. I understand what my weakness is. I understand what my strength is. So I'm only, what I'm doing, I am the message carrier and laying out to you what the Word of God says. We never readjust the Word to your lifestyle. You speak the truth regardless. This is very key for pastors and leaders. Esau was a master of hunting flesh. The problem is his flesh was so riled up that he would do anything to appease its appetite, even throw away his inheritance. Now, Esau didn't know how blessed he was. Let me tell you how blessed Esau was. He had a second brother coming after him, a twin brother who wanted his position. But because Esau did not stand firm in his convictions, he is going to give his birthright to his younger brother who going to end up, he had to end up serving him because he wasn't hungry enough to take a stance. Now, that's why some of you listen to me today. You will never achieve greatness in Christ because you are just flesh hunters. Whatever appeases the flesh, you want to curse someone out, you curse him out. You want to quit coming to church and blame the pastor? That's your flesh. You don't want to tithe and give an offering? That's your flesh. You go to every scripture in the Bible to justify how you fall lower the mark? That's your flesh. You want to hold a grudge? You want to be bad at people? That's your flesh. You're bitter. You're angry at all men because three of you was messed up, so now you're in love with another woman. That's the flesh. All women are bees because the six you slept with all did you wrong. Ah, please. That's the flesh. So a lot of us have the Esau syndrome. We're so fired up for hunting flesh that we have violated the opportunity to grab our spiritual inheritance. And keep this in mind, Esau had the red hair on him. So these are not sinners committing the acts. These are saints who came to church. You gave them in front of this. You gave a life to the Lord. But since you gave a life to the Lord, you haven't studied discipleship. You haven't submitted to the teachings. You attend church like it's a club. Church is a living body. It's a living organism. And you've got to lock into the position so the Father can bless you. But I know what the problem is. Many of us, many of us act like Esau, although we want the breakthrough like Jacob. But what Jacob does, he's aggressive in the achieving of his spiritual appetite. He spent time in the pits thinking, I'm going to get that birthright. And I didn't get it when I was first born. I came out holding my brother's heel, but I'm going to get what's mine. And keep in mind, Jacob and Esau really is a prophetic sign and wonder of Genesis chapter 3 when God speaks prophetically that a redeemer is coming where the serpent will strike at the heel, but the heel will crush the head. And if you know anything about martial arts, I'm pretty sure y'all understand this, there's a kick called the heel kick. You don't want to kick with your toe, you break your feet. You try to kick with the heel or the bottom of your foot. That heel bone is very strong. So the heel represents a mighty bone. And so when you strike with the heel, that means you strike with power. Why is it that Jacob comes out holding the heel of Esau? Because he understands the power of the birthright. So us being born is a blessing. Listen to me carefully. Some of y'all who are legal in our country, just because I was born and born in a hospital in the city of Patterson, I got your birthright. I had a customer in my car that just became a legal citizen after 25 years. He's been waiting in line for 25 years and just became a legal citizen because he wasn't born here. So where you're born determines the level of your rights. The position of what time you was born determines the level of your rights. So don't overlook your birthing process. Don't overlook the time you was born. Don't overlook the day you was born. Don't overlook the month you was born. Don't overlook the year you was born. Don't overlook the century you was born, because everything has a purpose. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved. This is very key. I'm talking about dress for the kingdom. So, hold on. So, all of a sudden, we got this dilemma here because Esau wants his flesh appeased, and Jacob says, well, sell me your birthright. And then Esau says to him, what I find in the mouth of a lot of saints and also on my Facebook page. And this is what Esau says to his younger brother. Now, he's the eldest. He's supposed to be the covering. He's supposed to be the one that spiritually covers the family. But now he's acting like he's younger. He said, what profit shall this birthright do? First right be to me. And Jacob said, because we understand Jewish culture up there, they swear, which means make an oath to me this day. And he swore an oath unto him. And he sold his birthright, which means first rights, unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. Write down lentils, L-E-N-T-I-L-E-S. So we have a few things here that's supposed to be in our diet, lentils and deer meat. And I challenge anyone watching, listening, start eating some deer meat and lentil soup or lentil beans, because it wouldn't be in the Bible unless it was healthy, okay? Keep going. And he did eat and drink. But maybe Sister Krista can look up the supplement nutrition value of deer meat and lentils. Please look that up and post it on my page. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Look at this. He did eat, drink, rose up, and went his way, not God's way. So Esau got his flesh appeased, appetite soon, rose up and went his way. But look at the latter verse of verse 34. Esau despised his birthright. Another word for despise means disrespected, overlooked, didn't count as important. I don't think church is important. I don't think Pastor Mike preaching is important. I'm going to go live my own life. I'm not interested in Sunday morning service. I don't want to go to Bible study no more. I don't think what Pastor Lasker is going to say applies to me. I want to listen to Reverend George Rowley. I don't want to listen to Pastor Wilder. I don't want to listen to Dr. Kuykendall. I don't want to listen to Pastor Clayton. I want to listen to any preacher. I want to listen to Pastor Joe McKinney or Pastor Juan or Stacy. I want to do my own thing. I want to listen to Minister Shanice. I want to listen to Pastor Mel. See, what happened is when you have a birthright or access to hear the word of God and you overlook it and you despise it, that stuff comes back and bites you in the behind. Now, we use another word, but y'all wouldn't think I was saved, okay? And a lot of us are in trouble today because we despise our biblical training. We despise Sunday school. We despise church service. We despise Bible study. We despise AI 237. We despise until you need the birthright. See, the problem is you're going to need Jesus one day, and by you overlooking him, not paying attention to him, he will force you to come talk to him. That's why I'm very afraid of these people who don't believe in Jesus. They're atheists. It's only a matter of time because the people that you love and care about, that's the one that gets sick. And then you're going to have to come right back and call back to Jesus' face and apologize for being such an idiot. All right. Okay, here we go. All right, and in chapter 26, there was a famine in the land, okay? And I don't want to touch chapter 26, but I'm going to hit for something else. I want you to jump over to, of course, 27. Here we go. It's 2:50. I got 5 minutes, okay? Hold on. Hold on. Okay. All right, here we go. Can you hear me? Okay, I got 3 minutes. I hope I'm still on here. I think I am. And in Genesis chapter 27, it came that when Isaac was old, at age, his eyes were dim, weak, so he could not see. He called Esau, his eldest, greatest son, and said, "My son," he said, "behold, I'm old and have age, and I know that the day of my death is approaching." I'm giving it to you by interpretation. "Now, therefore, I pray thee, take thy weapons, instruments, take thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field, and go give me some deer meat, and make work for this meat I love to eat, which I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul may be blessed before I depart from here." Rebekah, which represents the Holy Spirit, heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, and then she gave word, and then Esau went out to the field to hunt for the deer meat to bring it. Rebekah went to Jacob and said, "I heard thy father speak the word unto Esau, thy brother, bring me deer meat." Must be before the day of my death. "Now therefore, my son, obey, hear my voice, according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch, take me from thence 2 good kids of goats, and I shall work them savory meat, delicacy to thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat. He may bless thee before at the face of his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man. I am a smooth man. My father shall feel me, and I shall see him in his eyes as a deceiver, which you are. And I shall bring a curse and not a blessing. And his mother said, upon me, be thou cursed, my son. Only obey him, my voice, and go fetch and take them. And he went and fetched them. He took them to his mother, and his mother made like a meal of meat that his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment, desirable clothing of her eldest son Esau, greatest son Esau, which were in the house, and put them upon Jacob, the younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the small of his neck. And she gave the savory meat delicacies and the bread which he had prepared work into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father, he said, here I am, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said, I am Esau, thy firstborn. That's the matrix. I have done work according to thy wordest me. I rise, I pray, sit and eat of my venison, and thy soul may bless thee. And to his son, how is it that you found the meat so fast? He said, because the Lord, a God, brought it to my faith. And Isaac said to Jacob, come near, I pray, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very first son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he recognized him not, because his hands were hairy, and his brother Esau's hands were so blessed. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? He said, I am. He said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison hunt, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, he did eat, and he brought him wine and his drink. And his father Isaac said to him, come near and kiss me, my son. And he came in and kissed him, and he scented the smell, the scent of raiment clothing, and blessed him and said, see, the smell, the scent of my son, is the smell, the scent of the field, which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven, the heavens, the fatness of the earth, the plenty of corn, and the abundance of crop and wine juice, that people serve thee, and nations bow down prostrate to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down prostrate to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it shall come to pass, because as soon as Isaac hath made an end of finishing blessing,
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.